Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, one and all. Oh, I don't want to get in your way. Go ahead. Now, welcome. Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Let me start off. I'll start this one simple. Anybody in from out of town here? I assume you drove here because this morning, an FAA computer glitch grounded all departing domestic flights across the country. Well, this is what happens when you run your entire aviation system off a Boingo hotspot. Says here I'm connected, but I can only go to Delta.com. The problem started last night thanks to a crash of an FAA software called NOTAM, which shares information about hazards in the air or on the ground, such as closed runways and airspace restrictions. It's the air travel equivalent of that talk your dad gives you before the road trip. Okay, you're gonna wanna skip 95 at this hour because they're closed the Hartford exits. Okay, I got some CDs from the library. It's an audiobook about Hitler's top generals. Just mail them back to me when you get there. And call your mom, not from the road. Apparently, the problem is that the NOTAM, NOTAM, what is it called? NOTAM, what? NOTAM? You're making that up. You don't know. The NOTAM system was a little antiquated because it was created in 1947 and modeled after messages used to alert ship captains to hazards at sea, which explains why the most common message pilots get is, "There she blows!" It comes with a harpoon. Boom. There you go. Thankfully, the system is back up and running, and they're investigating what happened. And the good news is there is no evidence of a cyber attack at this point, or so they say. But think about it. Who stands to gain the most from travelers stuck at airports? None other than criminal masterminds Auntie Anne, Dr. Cinnabon, and Obon Payne. Speaking of bon voyage, Monsieur Incroyable. Speaking of long delays, the Republican House majority is up and running, and they're ready to achieve their wildest dreams, which apparently is hanging out with Fox News anchor and last ham cube left at the salad bar, Sean Hannity. Hannity had members of the GOP House on his show last night to talk about blah, 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 who cares. What's getting the attention about this is this interesting observation.
One of the things I'd like to see, and I'm seeing, is more diversity in the Republican Party.
Absolutely. I mean, just look at the Republican rainbow of inclusion. They got it all. The full spectrum. They got it. Just look at that photo. They got eggshell, vanilla, Band-Aid. Band-Aid with glasses, everything. No surprise, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik agreed with Hannity.
We have more women than were ever elected before, more Hispanic members ever elected before, more African American members in modern history.
And that's just George Santos. And and it gets more because the new Republican majority will have twice as many men named Mike as there are women chairing committees. This is, without a doubt, the biggest mic overload since that Lou Bega song.
A little bit of Mike. In the sun. a little bit of Mike.
All night long, a little bit of
Mike.
Here I am, a little bit of you makes me your
Mike.
One, can't believe that joke worked. I cannot believe it. Can't believe it. I owe somebody an apology. That joke worked. I'm down there going, I don't understand how we get to that joke. How does it work? One Republican who's possibly not named Mike is incoming GOP congressman and man putting air quotes around his entire life, George Santos. Santos has a long history of stretching the truth by never telling it. Well, now, in a new complaint filed with the Federal Election Commission, Santos has been accused of extensive lies about his campaign finances. Well, that's so disappointing. I would expect more from the man who invented the automobile. Named it after his daughter, Mercedes. According to the complaint, Santos claims that he loaned $705,000 to his own campaign, even though 2020 records indicate that he only $55,000 to his name. Fair enough, but what about all of his other names? Because up until he ran for Congress, Santos used the aliases Anthony Zabrowski and Anthony DeVolder. He has so many aliases, he had to swear in on two Bibles and a Torah. Now, the walls appear to be closing in on old Georgie, because this morning, Republican officials on Long Island held a press conference and called on him to resign, dropping this bombshell.
George Santos's campaign last year was a campaign of deceit, lies, and fabrication. Told me, I remember specifically, I'm into sports a little bit, that he was a star on the Baruch volleyball team and that they won the league championship.
Okay. He lied about going to Baruch. They say he lied about being a volleyball champion. But Santos did provide this video evidence.
Let's go! I'm George Santos. This is Baruch College.
In response to this stunning rebuke from his own party, Santos told reporters on Capitol Hill that he will not resign, which means he's gonna resign. Republicans aren't the only ones. They're not the only ones out there who want to get rid of George Santos, because yesterday, two Democrats requested a House ethics investigation of Santos, and they hand-delivered a copy of the complaint to Santos's office. Now, he wasn't there at the time, so they had to give it to his assistant, Admiral Slorge Gantos. Admiral, he has an admiral as an assistant. That's surprising. A military of that rank. Speaking of Santos' falsehoods, we just got another one, and it's pretty wild. He claims he was one of the first people in the U.S. diagnosed with COVID-19. Smart thinking, Georgie. Everyone hates me. I know how to win them back. I'll tell them I was patient zero. What else is going? Over on the internet. Check it out sometime. Over on the internet this week, Ohio and New Jersey banned TikTok on government devices over Chinese surveillance fears. Yes, it's a valid concern, two people clapping. But I don't know if China is super worried about what Ohio and New Jersey are up to. Chairman, we have the latest report from the United States. The enemy continues to put chili on spaghetti. And we are monitoring the activity of a man called the boss. He says he is born to run, but we will catch him.
Yes. Come on.
TikTok is especially dangerous for government phones because of concerns that the app accesses data, takes frequent screen captures, gathers other sensitive user information like passwords, and collects keystrokes of users. And that's disturbing. No company should know that much about you. Hold on. My Apple Watch is telling me to breathe. It's not just Ohio and New Jersey. At least 20 other states have left TikTok over growing concerns about its safety. It's true. TikTok is dangerous. I grab my phone to check it before bed. Then an hour later, I'm knee-deep in clean talk, watching ASMR of somebody shampooing a rug. The rug was so dirty, but now it's so clean. China, I love you. How did they get it so dirty? I didn't even know it was a pink rug. I thought it was a brown rug. It's a pink rug. There's a little bird in the middle. Okay, now we're cooking with gas. You can feel it. Because this next story is about cooking with gas. Specifically, that's bad. The EPA has found that natural gas stoves emit air pollutants such as nitrogen dioxide and carbon monoxide and are linked to respiratory illness, cardiovascular problems, and other health conditions. Okay, that's not great. But counterpoint, gas stoves are also linked to delicious pan-seared scallops. A little butter bath. Little, come on, baby. Come on. Oh, yeah. Scoop you. Oh, yeah. As a result, the government is now considering banning gas stoves. F*** you. I will see you in hell. You can have my gas range when you pry it from my hot, sizzling hams. Now, because they knew I'd be upset, the government says they now have no plans to ban the stoves. So as of right now, there are no rule changes. But the nervous Nellies over Consumer Reports are urging homeowners to consider going electric. Why? Because electric stoves are so safe. Kids, I don't want you inhaling particulate matter, so I bought us something that goes from room temperature to the surface of the sun with nothing in between. And when you turn it off, it stays hot for hours. Is it on right now? Only one way to find out. Jimmy, put a plate on there and see if it explodes in your face. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Janelle Monáe.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Late Show. Folks, my first guest tonight is Grammy-nominated musician, author, actor, and fashion icon. She now stars in Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery.
My life was taken away from me by someone, by everyone in this room. My life! Do you even know what that means? Huh?
What Claire's trying to say is we're sorry. We feel bad for you.
What do you want? Are you really asking me that?
Yes. What do you want? A check? You want performative pity?
Just tell us the right words that we can use so that we can get on with our lives. You want revenge? You want to slit Miles' throat? You want to take us all down? What? Just drop the bombshell. Say it. Say it.
I want the truth.
I want the truth.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Janelle Monáe.
It is to see you in person.
Oh, my gosh, what a pleasure. This is the third time you've been on the show, but the last time over Zoom.
Yes.
Which was nice.
Which was
cool. But there's nothing
cool
like the micronutrients you can exchange when you're in person.
I want to touch those hands. Let's see.
Oh.
Yes. It's really you.
They're a little chilly.
Yes, it is cold in here.
Yes.
Stephen, I have to complain. I'm cold.
I wish I had your hat right now. I could use a little toastiness.
I need a blanket.
I do. I think I have one.
Please,
would you like a wrap?
Are y'all cold?
I have one.
Yes. Give me a nice wrap. Well, I like my dress.
Matches.
So just put it right there. My hairstyle is going to kill you.
There you go.
But I'll keep this on. It actually looks kind of cool. Yes. I'm not mad.
That's been back there for years.
Thank
you. No guest has ever asked for it.
You are the ultimate host.
That's nice. Thank you so much. Now, listen, so now that your people are getting back together for about a year and a half now, we've all kind of been out, how has reentry been for you? Have you enjoyed seeing humans?
You know, I will say, I was a little awkward reintegrating. I don't know about you, but, like, I had a little anxiety. I was quiet. I was like, oh, God. Let me just say, okay, listen, I know we're in this meeting, but I'm awkward. Don't stare at me too long. You know, haven't been around people. Even when we were shooting the film, I had to just kind of tell everybody, like, I'm just reintegrating. You know,
well,
be
there
patient.
Are times when I'd like to put myself on mute.
Same.
Yeah, just turn off my camera. I'll be in the meeting with you, but I could just, I like the feeling that I could just disappear. Yeah,
and
especially
I
if I had to go to the bathroom. People wouldn't know I left the meeting.
And I love the feeling of, like, you can put your suit jacket on at the top and be completely nude down here. Nobody would know because you're on Zoom, you know?
Completely nude is further than I went, but...
You know, I mean...
I respect that, is what I'm saying. So you recently went to a special concert last year and to see one of your idols. Here's a great photo right here. This is you. This is you down here having fun.
Yes.
And that up there is one of your idols, Grace Jones.
The iconic.
Yes.
Legendary.
And I'm just curious.
Grace Jones.
What does she mean? What does she mean to you?
Oh man, she's the original free ass mother. I mean, what more can you say? This is just an energy, you know, that people can't contain.
And this has led to a beautiful friendship at the UK premiere of Glass Onion. She was your date.
Yes, she was. She was.
That's so
We hung out in LA for 72 hours. And when I tell you hanging out with Grace Jones for 72 hours, I needed a week's worth of sleep.
Was that,
like,
was
she
that 72 hours
go.
Straight?
Oh, it was like every day consecutively. She came to my house. I came to her hotel. We swam together. It was just like instantly, you know, we connected. And then I invited her to the premiere in London because she lives there. And I didn't think she would come. I thought she would totally stand me up. And she came and she sat by my side and she took my hand and she said, "I'm proud of you."
Aww.
I'm proud of you.
Who's gonna stand up, Janelle Monáe?
Sobbing.
Come on. Are you used to being stood up? Who would stand you up?
Well, listen, you know. A foolish person. A fool.
Okay, let's talk about Glass Onion.
Okay.
The Knives Out sequel. It's fantastic. You're great in it. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet, pause the TV show right now at home.
Plug your ears.
Go watch it.
Mute.
It's great. Come back. See the rest of the interview. You're great in two different parts in this.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yes.
How did you keep track of who you were playing when you were playing them? Because not only are you playing two people, one of the people you're playing is playing the other person you're playing.
Yes. Yes.
You're doing an impression of yourself acting. So what?
Yes.
How did you keep those two separate?
So to explain it, I play Helen Brand.
Yes.
Who is the twin sister of Andy Brand. I also play Andy. And I play Helen Brand pretending to be Andy before the audience knows. And then I play Helen Brand pretending to be Andy after you find out, you know, who she is. And so essentially, like, four different characters, and I kept notebooks, different notebooks with, like, all of Helen's lines and Andy's lines. And I would walk in on a Monday, and, like, from 9 to in the morning to noon, I was Andy. From 1 to 4, I could have been Helen pretending to be Andy, and Andy later on into the middle of the night. Like, it took great precision, but super fun, challenging, but just so fun.
Now, the Glass Onion is the name of the movie, and it refers to sort of the layers of mystery, layers of characters, the layers of story. But just on the vegetable itself, and very few guests bring this to an interview, I understand you have a hot take on the vegetable onion.
Yeah, it needs to be in prison. I don't like onions.
You don't like onion at all? Because I agree, like, there's almost any amount of raw onion is too much, but no amount of caramelized onion is too much.
No, don't love.
Where did this come from? Is there a bad experience?
My cousin, and I hope that you're watching, when we were like in middle school, maybe even elementary school, I used to eat shaved apples. My mom would like take the skin off. I don't know why she used to do that, but it was really good.
Nice, sir.
And I bit into what I thought they told me was a shaved apple, and it was a raw freaking onion. I went in the bathroom. I put soap in my mouth. I literally did this. I was like, I have to get this taste out of my mouth. It wouldn't leave for like 3 days.
And your cousin did this to you?
My cousin. How evil.
What?
How evil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get her back?
I should. Yeah.
Revenge is a dish best served with raw onion.
Oh, God. But, you know, I hear the onions are good for you. And I remember when I found out the name of the film, I was like, oh, God. Like, under my breath.
Even the name bothers you.
But I was like, I'm not going to tell Ryan, you know, our writer-director who I adore. I was like, I think, and it's a great name. You know, it also has some ties to the Beatles song.
Sure, and your character, in a way, is like a glass onion, because it's a character inside a character inside a character.
Layers upon layers upon layers.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Janelle Monáe, everybody. Stick around.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
One of the stars of Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, Janelle Monáe. Janelle Monáe, you also, you're working on an upcoming series with A24, in which you play the iconic performer and entertainer, Josephine Baker.
Okay, Madam
and there,
Josephine
there, of course,
Baker.
Is Josephine Baker.
Yeah.
Paris Jazz Aid.
Yes.
And this is you. Where is the, this is not from the project.
So
this
it's
is
not.
From, what
it's
is this
not.
From?
I just, I think that was at the Met Gala last year, and I was just paying homage to her. But, yeah, I'm doing a television show with A24. Shout out to them. They, you know, helped get me in my first film, Moonlight. So it's like full circle that my company is going to be producing with them. And we're going to talk about, you know, her as an incredible performer, entertainer, the Cafe Society. But we're going to focus on her as a spy. Did y'all know Josephine Baker was a spy?
No.
For the French resistance. She helped take down Hitler and the Nazis when they were occupying France.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's
and
smart.
And singing and dancing at the same time. See,
like, come on.
Janelle Monáe, are you a spy? Because you would make a great spy.
You think I would?
It's a little obvious that you're a spy, which is why we wouldn't suspect that you are a spy, because you already seem kind of, you know, mysterious.
I mean, I am from the future, so maybe I'm spying on the present to correct what could happen in the future.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is the future?
Well, the future for me looks great. But for you, Stephen... No, your future is going to be...
We don't know.
Great... You're a good spirit. We love you. Well, androids, time travelers, we love you. We talk about you all the time.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
The androids and the time travelers.
They love you.
Wow.
You're on the right side of history.
Wow. Yeah. That's a great demographic to have for a TV show.
Yeah.
Very touched. Now, you're an 8-time Grammy nominee. When in the world will the world be graced with more Janelle Monáe music? Can you give us a hint of when the next album?
Woo! Sooner than you think.
Can you tell us anything about it? Can you give me, like, if it was a one-word description of what the new album would be, what would it be?
You know what? I'm in a phase in my life where I don't want to talk over the art.
You know?
Like, it's going to make you feel...
Really?
Give me one word, how
it make me feel.
You can describe it when you hear it. I did have a word. I was going to say it. I was going to say something like, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say
word.
It. Don't talk over the art.
Let
people
right
feel
there.
It.
Was that the word?
It was.
I'm not going to say it either.
Don't say it.
You'll have to get the album to find out what the word was going to be. I'll tell the audience in the commercial break what it was.
Tell them later.
And if you at home would like to know what it is, send a self-addressed stamped envelope. CBS, New York City. You recently posted a little note titled Things to Always Remember that included this David Bowie quote.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
That's one of my favorites.
Would you like to read this, or would you like me to read this to the people?
This quote, I saw Moon Age Daydream, and I heard this quote before, but make sure you watch it. It's a great, you know, movie documentary, but... David Bowie is somebody that I really respect, admire, feel a kinship to, and he says, I think it's terribly dangerous for an artist to fulfill other people's expectations. If you feel safe in the area that you're working in, you're not working in the right area.
Always go a little further into the water than you feel you're capable of being in. Go a little bit out of your depth, and when you don't feel that your feet are quite touching the bottom, you're just about in the right place to do something exciting.
That's challenging, though. Yeah. That's challenging. Yeah. That can feel dangerous.
It can. No, it's not. It's when we're going to float, you know, it's a good reminder as we continue to create and move forward to not be afraid to reimagine who we can be and where we can go. And, you know, that's what I'm excited about, discovering something new about myself this year.
Are there any other notes you leave for yourself and other things?
I probably do.
You can have that, sure.
My phone. Let's pull it out. I have notes. I love notes. I write down things all the time. One of them is, do not go on social media during ovulation. You are not
That's
built...
one of the notes to yourself?
Yep. You
okay.
are not... No, it's serious.
Okay.
Serious.
Yep.
Just because you can say something doesn't mean you should say it.
Interesting.
Yep. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you can do it. You should do it, rather. And the other one is, it says that I am, I have the power to say no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the power to say no. Yeah.
Well,
just some little things, you know.
I'm glad you didn't say no to
I'll
us
I'll never
tonight.
Say no to you. You are my favorite.
Oh.
Thank you for having me.
Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, is streaming now on Netflix. Janelle Monáe, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.